Well, my very early ideas of anti-apartheid were formed at university, where I remember the cash machine at Barclays Bank being glued with super glue as part of the campaign against Barclays Bank's involvement with the apartheid state. But I didn't really understand much about it. I was aware of the protest, but not really much understanding why. A friend and I, who were completely not political, stole a Barclays Bank banner from a horse show in the next field to the university and stuck boycott over it and hung it up on a bridge at college. That was a student prank with no politics at all. So it was only as I started working in London, I began to realise quite, you know, how not just that there was a country with a bad government somewhere, but that this was part of a much bigger and more complex picture of how the world works, and felt drawn by the people who were trying to do something to change that. So my knowledge grew very slowly, but getting involved in anti-apartheid opened my eyes, and suddenly you were mixing with people from Southern Africa, both the African National Congress, people from South Africa who were in London at the time, many of them exiles, and working closely with AAM to keep the campaign building for freedom, and also those from Namibia, in SWAPO, the Southwest Africa People's Organisation. So it was amazing to be sat in the same conferences and meetings with people with such stature and such dignity who were in making London their home because they had to. And on a local level, it was my first experience really of how do you bring different people in a community together, meeting our MP, getting the mayor to come and stand outside Tesco's, helping us explain why you shouldn't buy fruit from South Africa, and engaging with everything else that was going on locally. There were women's groups, there were Black and Asian community organisations that we engaged with. So it's my first experience of all of those sorts of activities, which I've carried on in one way or another, ever since, over the last 25 years.